Hello, everyone. Welcome to this week's Astrology News Report, an alternate view of world events as seen through the lens of Vedic astrology. Presented by yours truly, Ron Berger. Today is December 7th, 2014. So let's take a look at the week that was and how the planet's positions in the zodiac connected up with the past week's events. A little over a week ago, a grand jury decided not to charge the police officer who murdered Michael Brown in Ferguson, Missouri. This week, another grand jury, this time in New York City, dealing with another case of an officer of the peace using excessive force that led to the death of a civilian, also decided not to indict. In both cases, the cop was white, the dead man black. So what the hell is going on here? Both cases were well publicized. Both involved white cops killing unarmed black men. Both times the prosecutor chose the path of using a grand jury investigation instead of other legal options. In both cases, there was no indictment. But it's not as if cops shooting black men is something new in this country. What is new is the reaction this time. The public, not just the black public, is up in arms. Protests sprang up in cities across the United States. Thousands poured into the streets, blocking traffic. Hundreds were arrested. The media is reporting on it nonstop. It appears that this could be the beginning of something major. Does astrology offer up any clues? One item is the notable celestial event last summer of the nodes changing signs. Rahu entered Virgo and Ketu entered Pisces last July. This change in the zodiac happened just before both of these killings took place in August. Both Rahu and Ketu are indicators of change and transformation. In Vedic mythology, Rahu is always pictured as having a dark skin. Virgo is the sign of analysis, the sign of the discriminating intellect. Because the nodes travel backwards through the zodiac compared to the rest of the planets, they are thought of as churning up the energy pattern in the heavens. The nodes, therefore, stir the pot for events on Earth. In the chart of the USA, Virgo is the sign in the 10th house, the house of the rulership, the leader. Rahu is transiting over the USA natal Saturn. Saturn is the planet of order and control. In other words, Saturn represents enforcement of the law. Saturn is also the planet of the established order. Rahu is a significator of great desire, of obsession, and Rahu is also a significator of transformation. So, what this looks like is, on one side, we have the enforcers of our laws, in other words, the police and the prosecutors, opting for obsession with control, to the point of using lethal force. Simultaneously, for the other side, Rahu conjunct the USA natal Saturn indicates the need for transformation of that same enforcement mechanism, a transformation of the established order. Another challenge to the USA natal Saturn comes from Uranus, which is transiting opposite in the fourth house, the house of the common people. Uranus is the planet of freedom and rebellion, representing an energy that is quite disruptive to Saturn, the planet of control and the established order. Also transiting in the same fourth house, the house of the common people, is Ketu, the significator of past karma, idealism, and dissatisfaction. Obviously, the current situation is an expression of long-standing grievances which have their roots in the racial history of the country. This is a long-term transit, which started back in July, when K2 entered Pisces and joined forces with Uranus, and it continues until January 2016, when K2 leaves Pisces. This combination causes tension and disruption for fourth house significations, the common people. The exact conjunction of Uranus and K2 will be in January. Thus, the energy is now building towards a peak of intensity. Last week, on the other side of the Earth, protests flared again in Hong Kong. Pro-democracy students and police went at it. Things got fairly violent, with many injuries reported. The renewed demonstrations are a response to Beijing's refusal to budge on giving the former British colony more self-rule. But the reality of police violence forces the student leaders to take up a more practical approach to getting their demands met. Three leaders of the Hong Kong movement decided to voluntarily give themselves up in an effort to head off what looked to be a likely escalation towards more violence by the authorities. Here we have a classic case of Mars, planet of violence, in a Parivatna Yoga with Saturn, the planet of harsh realities. Mercury has been in Scorpio for a week now. That puts the planet of data and information in the sign of secrets and investigation. Security researchers say they have uncovered a cyber espionage ring focused on stealing corporate secrets for the purpose of gaming the stock market, in an operation that has compromised sensitive data about dozens of publicly held companies. And then there was the case of Sony Pictures having its computer system hacked, and hacked very thoroughly, by a mysterious organization calling itself Guardians of the Peace. They stole all sorts of stuff, including four as yet unreleased feature films, all of which was subsequently made available for free on the internet. The cyber attack is being ascribed to North Korea, supposedly because a recent Sony Pictures film, The Interview, includes a proposed assassination of North Korea's leader, Kim Jong-un. And finally, from the bad news department, the Center for Disease Control has issued a warning that this year's flu virus has mutated, such that the flu vaccine, already manufactured for this winter's flu season, will be ineffective. Worse yet, the new flu bug appears to be especially virulent. Astrologically speaking, viruses, as part of the unseen world, are signified by K2, the moon's south node. K2 is currently transiting in Pisces, along with Uranus, the significator of sudden unexpected events. Both are together in the USA chart's fourth house, signifying the homeland and the comfort of the people. The Uranus-K2 conjunction will be exact in January, the height of the flu season. This doesn't look good. Okay, that'll do it for this week's review of the week. You can keep up with daily astrological developments and contribute your own thoughts by following me on Twitter at AstroNewsReport.